Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, was in Iraq last week, part of a congressional delegation that met with U.S. military commanders and Iraqi government officials. Senator Hagel joins us with his appraisal of security and prospects for elections. Senator Hagel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I'd like to get your take on this assessment from the CIA station chief in Baghdad, saying that the situation is deteriorating and likely to get worse. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think there's anything unexpected about that evaluation. There's no question that certain parts of Iraq are more dangerous today than they were 2 months ago. It's going to be a difficult process, time, effort over the next few months, and I think it's going to be particularly important that the elections come off as scheduled on January 30th. I think that's significant, but I fear if you pull those elections down, which the insurgents are doing everything they can to ensure, then you would probably develop a wider, deeper vacuum, which makes it more and more difficult to hold those elections at a later date.
There's something like on the order of about 60 insurgent attacks a day in Iraq now. When you spoke with military commanders there, what was their view of the war as it stands now in Iraq?
The commanders, our commanders, and by the way, Iraqi military commanders have acknowledged that this is difficult, and the focus really must remain on accelerating the training process for the Iraqi military and Iraqi police. It will not be the United States that determines the future of Iraq. It will be the Iraqi people that will determine their future.
But is this a conflict that the commanders on the ground think they're winning?
Well, I didn't have any commander in Iraq say to me that we are winning. The fact is, we desperately underestimated what we were getting into in Iraq. Some of us questioned whether we were prepared in a post-Saddam Iraq to help govern and deal with the problems that were most likely going to arise. But the fact is, we can't go back and unwind decisions. We made some bad decisions. We are where we are, and it is a complicated, dangerous process there, and I think the commanders understand that as well as anyone.
As far as the Iraqi security forces themselves, during the presidential campaign, President Bush talked about 100,000 trained Iraqi security forces. How do you feel about that number? It's come under a lot of criticism from folks who say that's way optimistic and that is a very loose interpretation of what trained means.
Well, we're not anywhere near that number today. When we might achieve that number with the quality of training that is going to be required, I don't know. Quality of these individuals is very, very important. We've seen how in some cases over the last few months some of these trained police and military have essentially thrown down their weapons and run. On the other hand, there have been some very successful stories as well.
In some cases, they haven't just thrown down their weapons and run. They've actually turned around and sided with the insurgents who they were supposed to be fighting.
In some cases, that's exactly what's happened.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday said that he would expect U.S. forces to be out of Iraq by the end of a second Bush term. Do you think that's realistic?
Well, I don't know. You ask that question of our generals and our military commanders and leaders, and you'll get various answers. You'll get answers from 2 years to 10 years. I don't know if 4 years is right or not. Obviously, the secretary has determined that four-year period based on something, I assume. But I don't know when we'll be able to extract our forces from Iraq. I believe that there are three pillars for exit strategy in Iraq for the United States as well as the future of Iraq, and they are elections, one. Two, an Iraqi army and police force being able to secure Iraq themselves, and three, economic development. Without progress on all three fronts, then I think the United States will have little choice if we can sustain that war, but to stay there for a long time.
Well, Senator Hagel, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Intelligence Committees. He was in Iraq last Thursday.